this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number 2 for the year that's new. Episode 72 of Chrome Bills, Highway 72 episode, Usi Umenyora, coming to you live from a combination of New York City and Washington, D.C. For the brand new year that is 2015, this is K-Chromosome. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up? What's up? It's the Dexter Manley episode.
Thank you for doing that.
If you must, you know, if you want to talk a little pigskin, a little politics, you got to throw Dexter Manley out there.
Super Bowl bound next year.
Absolutely. Dexter Manley probably, not the Redskins.
He probably gets tickets to go to the Super Bowl.
Every year. Every year.
Who are you?
Friend of the show.
Was Bruce Smith 70 or 72?
Oh, I think he was 72.
I believe he was 72 as well.
Yep. Which is weird, because I think they told Dexter Manley that they had retired his jersey, and then they just pointed at numbers and letters up in the rafters. They were like, see, it's up there. It's up there.
What was Charles Mann's number?
71.
He was 71.
Yeah.
Okay.
71,
we missed that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
We missed
our opportunity.
That's
well,
right.
here's what I can tell the Chrome billionaires out there. You don't have to miss out on episode 71 or any of the other 70 episodes that we have. It's available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please tell your friends, tag us all over the place. You're probably at like fancy parties over the holidays. Did you talk about us?
We could use a couple subscriptions too.
Yeah.
Is that what subscribers?
Money. You say subscriptions, I say money.
Well, we could use that too.
Yeah.
So how are we getting paid these days?
If you send each episode, we ask for that denomination in cents. So this episode would be 72 cents.
Or dollars. You could give $72.
Hey, rules are made to be broken. That's what I say. Initially, it was cents. Now, dollars, yens, pounds, all denominations. You want to pay us in goods and services. Like, one of us at some point is going to need a new tire. Just bring it. We'll give out your home address, Steve.
Yeah, we'll take
drop
whatever.
Drop a tire off
drop
on your
something.
Front lawn. Your wife will love
I
that.
Also accept cigarette cartons.
72 cigarettes.
Chuck and I'll split them.
We'll take jail currency.
Yeah.
Actually, that segues nicely into episode 71, which was the final episode of the year 2014, and we went back and had some fun and played some clips. And what Cole was alluding to was a freestyle clip where we talk about him and I splitting a pack of cigarettes. I'll take 10, you take 10. I'm going home on my 10 speed like it's a two-seater.
And actually, it leads us into a discussion of talking about, you know, people with weird, different kind of rap names and all that stuff.
The style is different.
Very different.
Lots of different words, lots of different styles.
I have two things to say about that.
Yeah.
Lots of different words. Like, that's all music. But lots of different styles. That actually was, a lot of people out there think they know who that is. And I guarantee you, you're not correct. It's actually different styles member, T-Ice. Ice-T's doppelganger.
Worldwide, we know for that.
I got a couple, actually. I was looking at who's featured on that T-Ice album. Cube Ice is on it. Ice Vanilla. A lot of West Coast MCs.
Right.
10 Mac.
How about this dude? Have you ever heard of Lip Fat? who rolls with the crew? There's actually three other dudes. Three Slim Kids. Or I think it's Trey Slim Kids. Plus A. This is a drug one right here. 40 E's. Ooh. So I guess that's like 40 pills of ecstasy.
40 E's.
And then closing out the set for different styles on their show with T-Ice is Moonblack.
Well, actually, they were the first of the of the Coast East groups to cross over to the Coast West. Actually, different styles has their own coast. You think it's the West Coast?
Coast
for
West.
Us, it's Coast West,
it's
Coast
West.
East. But you forgot about Nature by Naughty. And, of course, the guy who started it all, Dog Tim.
Started I thought you were going to say Keith Cool.
Keith Cool.
Dog Tim.
Keith Cool.
Dog
Tim. And, oh, and don't forget, in case I know it's flu season, forget Dre's Doctor.
Dre's Doctor.
That's kind of fire.
Flu season. Do you guys get out flu shots?
Yeah.
Do you get them, Chuck?
I did not this year. I wish I had, but I was I missed the golden op when I was in Italy. You know, they come to my office and do it, and I would have done it. Otherwise, I'm like, you mean I got to go somewhere? Fuck that.
Make this easy on me. I feel that. Well, do you buy into any of the conspiracy shit that people talk about them?
About flu shots?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Okay.
No. That's hogwash, man.
I probably would have 10 years ago.
That's wash hog.
The styles are different. There's a lot of words.
I think conspiracy stuff now is just like, I literally saw, I'm not going to use names, but I saw a friend of mine on Facebook, or like an acquaintance, I would say, but is cool ass dude, say, oh, you know, I finally come to the point where I'm convinced Sandy Hook wasn't real.
Come on, dude.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man, are you fucking serious?
That's when you got to stop smoking that weed, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, all right, dude, chill.
I kind of understand where he's coming from. Because you don't want to believe something that awful really happened.
I also feel like things like that are so, like, if that never happens in, like, our town, like, in Montgomery County, I mean, the closest thing I can think of to experiencing it was, like, the sniper.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a mind-blowing experience. Like, why would you fucking make it up?
But people had conspiracy theories when that was going on, right? They definitely did.
The
sniper? They were like, yeah, they were.
Yeah,
like,
they said it was so fun. They're like, it's a disgruntled white dude. It was like a black dude and like a young black kid.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's the kind of shit. Like, it's like the weather people today. Like, for the people, we're recording this on Tuesday. The day they're like, it's going to be an inch of fluffy snow. Dude, it was like 4 inches of fucking ice.
It was
just pelting people.
Oh, did you guys get pounded down there?
I mean, it was.
Hey yo.
Hey yo.
Hey, yo.
It was the kind of thing. Like, I woke up and was like, oh shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I woke up expecting to see, like, nothing. But they should have, like, all these schools in Virginia stayed open. Anyway, like, how do you keep your fucking job doing that? Being wrong all the fucking time.
I don't know.
That's there is no right forget or wrong on Chrome Bills.
Forget the Illuminati. It's the Meteorologists Association.
Who are
you? No, but I do want to go back on the point about, like, Steve touched on something.
Yo.
Touched on something.
I thought you were
going
to tell him.
touched on something very big, which is this.
Whoa,
right,
so it's good to hear.
I think you said
wow,
you said they don't want to believe something could happen that
exactly
bad. So I want to take that one step further. I feel like people, is particularly in America, are at the point, and this is a small percentage, maybe it's like 10% of the population of people our age, but they have a conspiracy theory for everything, which it basically gets to the point that nothing bad happens out of nowhere, is this little box that they've put themselves in where they're like, all right, well, you know, the government did 9/11
right.
And the government did Sandy Hook and the government did the thing in Detroit and the government is the reason why the two cops are dead in the NYPD right
yep.
now and all that stuff. And it's like, no, I'm sure there's some conspiracy shit and there's definitely some shady shit about some of those incidents, but they're not all this one overbearing thing. There are fucking crazy people
yeah.
out there.
I think you're exactly right, Chuck, that to put all this stuff into a conspiracy and blame it on the government and a higher power, essentially it does two things. Number one, in a weird way, it makes you feel safe, right? Because you feel like, well, this is out of my control. And number two, it makes you feel like this stuff is out of our control. I don't have to do anything about it.
Well,
it's a system that's already set up to fail me, so I don't have to fucking do anything. I want to just get back real quick before we go off into this tangent.
Let me make one quick point.
We have a show on January 30th.
Go for it.
We have a show January 30th at the Velvet Lounge.
Right.
Opening up for DC Flow, a funk band coming out of DC. Guy I went
Who
to high school with. Real good dude. Real funny guy.
This show's not real. It's just a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy theory
Absolutely.
Show. But, yo, they were kind enough. It started out with yours truly just doing a little DJ set. And we kind of opened the floodgates. And now we got a full-on Chrome Bill show going on there.
We're
going
to enter the floodgates.
Come out. It's at the Velvet Lounge in D.C. Friday. It's a Friday night, so I don't want to hear. I want to hear some excuses, but not a lot of them.
Right.
But if it's a Friday night from 9 till 10:30 is when we're going to be rocking. So I'll be DJing for a little while, and then we're just gonna just go into it.
Who's in the house with you? Who's in the house with you while you DJ? You got the
I got K Chrome.
Who are you?
C's Mikes.
Who are you?
Max Beats. Max Bent.
Who are you?
There you go.
So, and we're gonna come.
That
we're
sounds
gonna,
like a damn
we're
good
gonna
show.
Come up for everybody who came out to the last show in September. We're gonna take that and build upon it and turn it into something even more fly.
Right.
So,
boom. So let me.
And I'm calling calling all good MCs that we're friends with too, because we might even be able to sneak a little freestyle. We'll see what happens.
I think once they see the show, that people are gonna be like encore. We need a freestyle session at the end of this jam.
Yeah.
You know?
Stick around.
Yep.
And that's what is that, episode 53-ish? That there's like there's an episode that's just a freestyle from a Chrome Bills live show in September that features, you know, C's Mikes, myself, K Chromosome.
Who are you?
Unknown, Sloppy Joe. Help me out, C's. Who else am I
Artemis.
Missing that was in that cypher? Tamu, Artemis. Yeah, Cubby. Well, Cubby was at the show. I don't think he's in the cipher. Slop was at the show. He might not have been in there, but it's dope. Go back and
Tamu
check it out.
Tamu killed it too.
And then hit me up with the errors and omission. Yeah, Tamu killed that shit.
I think in retrospect, Tamu got the best of you guys.
Hey,
but that's okay.
Challenge accepted. let me bring. Can I bring this back? To
okay,
you?
Bring it back.
So here's what I think about the conspiracy theory stuff. What do you think is a more powerful position to be in? The ability to make things happen. Or the ability to take whatever happens of its own accord and manipulate it to make it work for you. Of those two positions, which would you rather be in?
Wow.
Well, I would say position one is a no-brainer.
See, but that's the thing. I'm like, yo, it's like I can make a kid, right? And I can do a lot of things to have a certain like effect on that kid. But there's a lot of things about the kid that I just can't fucking change, right? Right.
Oh, I assumed you meant a limitless number one. Like I'm
right, but you can make things happen, but you like, you know, when people are like,
I thought you meant like someone with the level that they could make like a mass shooting.
Yeah, I thought that's where you're going
not
to.
Like, right. Not like how Steve can like have a child. Well, even make sure it goes to
that
school.
That was sort of the micro like way I was looking at it. It was like on an individual level of people's personal lives. I mean, on a major level, if you were able to do that, that's one thing. But like, you can't control like the shit in Waco. That shit was kind of nuts because a lot of people are like, yo, like that was some bullshit once it hit the mainstream media. I think what people aim to do, just whatever happens, they play the hand that they're dealt, but they figured out how to manipulate it. And I think it's a subtle thing between that and actually manipulating things in order just to happen. And then that's like rolling dice. You know what I mean?
Well, and I feel like 21-year-old me would cringe at me saying this, but I think that that's where a lot of the 9/11 conspiracies are rooted in, is watching
the
how the Republican Party capitalized on what innocently happened to suit the agenda, and then it made them look like maybe they had a hand in doing it to like the conspiracy crazy people, instead of just saying. When they woke up on September 12th, they were like, this is a great opportunity for like our War Hawk party to really play what happened in our favor because we can't wish it away.
Yeah, that was the
like
first.
I said, 21-year-old me would probably cringe at that, but that's how I feel today.
That's interesting that you point that out, because that was probably the first moment that I ever felt like maybe there are conspiracy theories that are definitely real. I mean, everything, when people conspire, you know, like a marketing team at Pfizer are coming up with conspiracies to get your money or something, right?
Right.
So anything could be a conspiracy theory, but like that was the one that really hit me like, oh damn, there's powers that be that are manipulating public perception.
Right.
Was that incident and then turning it into a war campaign?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yes.
It's just a master PR campaign.
That was good. They did a great job. You know, they were waiting for a tipping point, right?
Well, so now here's where I see the gray area between my two schools of thought of, do you want to make shit happen or be able to make whatever happens work for you? Like, what was the point you were just making?
I was just agreeing with Chuck on that one.
About?
That was, who are you?
Worldwide, we know that.
This is the Agree with Chuck episode.
Yeah. It's Christmas
time. Oh, sorry, it's not Christmas anymore. That was the one I was looking for.
Anyway, I feel like, all right, the gray area in between those two things is, all right, so where do you start greasing the skids? Like, if you knew Al-Qaeda was a threat, a lot of people were like, yeah, Bill Clinton, like, on his way out was like, don't let these motherfuckers slip through the cracks. Well, God, I'm sure that gets, like, told to, like, presidents all the time. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, did you just sort of sit back? You know what I mean?
Did you catch that, too? Can that be the episode title? What? Greasing the skids so it slips through the cracks.
Okay.
I was just thinking that sounded that sounded like a drunk history episode. Where he's like, Bill Clinton said, yo, don't let these dudes slip through the cracks. That's why drunk history is the best.
How are you going to... Yo, I told Steve, I was like, yo, do you want me to... I have a bottle of wine. Do you want me to bring it over? He's like, yeah, bring it. I get here and you're drinking like rum and cokes, right? Yeah. I was like, all right, you know...
How's your rum and coke,
though? It's so strong. It tastes like metallic... It tastes like a goblet of gasoline. Like it's like a metallic cup.
Yeah, what is that?
Chuck, what are you drinking?
Yeah, look how he's starting to put blueberries in his
drink. No, it's a cherry. So
wait,
I'm
hold on. Hey, yo. Hold up.
I've had plenty of cherries in my drinks.
No, but have you ever made yourself a drink and put a drink cherry in it?
Cole definitely has.
I mean, I wish I'm not classy enough, but I've done it and I wish I did it more often.
Really?
Tell me that doesn't look so much better.
No, it does look
better. Dude, I'm drinking basically...
Don't drink it. I'll finish that.
Gasoline out of a metal cup.
I'll finish that. It's a rum and coke.
All right, so...
That cherry could be surrounded by a piss and I would still think it tastes better.
In fully embracing my alcoholism, my girlfriend for Christmas got me like everything, like a very nice like cocktail set to make drinks, to take things to the next level. So having already mastered the simple ones, right? The low-hanging fruit of the Manhattan, the martini, the Martatin as well. Throw that in there for the Chrome Bills loyalists. And the Negroni. I've decided that I'm going to make my own drink. And I have a name for it. Now I'm just toying with ingredients. The name of it is going to be the Nunchuck.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I actually think it's like a really good drink name, even if your name was John and you
brilliant.
Right? But the Nunchuck.
Dude.
Killing it. So this was pass one. I'd say it's got a little bit of work to go, but it was some like Italian liqueur replacing the vermouth in a Manhattan.
Okay.
All the other ingredients.
I was going to say chloroseptic and vodka, but.
Formaldehyde and gin.
If you were going to mix a type of alcohol with scissorp, which kind would it be? Campari? Something a little soft? Aperol? And Aperol and Cody.
Well, they always say try to figure out make money from what you love to do.
Right.
Chuck, I mean, you're getting there, man.
Yeah, that's strong. If he could just bottle that up.
Yeah.
Did you see that E40 has a liquor out?
No.
What is it? It's called Slurricane. Okay. Shit you not.
Well, that was a song a while ago.
Yeah,
right?
A song a while ago. And he has his.
I think we played it on Chrome Bills.
He has a drink out. Okay. It's called the Slur Game.
Oh, wow. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what it is, but I would actually get some.
Do you think it's malt liquor?
No, I think it's like a sweet wine type.
Okay,
type
sweet
deal.
Wine.
Sweet wine.
Did you ever drink Cisco? Have we had this talk?
No.
Oh God, Cole and fucking Ollie.
Who are you guys? Used to drink Cisco.
I used to show up at my house and there'd be like a. It gets all syrupy on the outside when people are drunk and pouring it, and there'd just be these like red like 90% drinking bottles of Cisco in the back of our fridge when Cole and I lived together.
Yo, that was
be splitting a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, yo, that was the grossest drunk I've ever had, but like. Some of the best times I ever had. Man, what a shitty alcohol.
It's not good.
Yuck.
How you feel about some freestyle?
Grease in the skins.
The Nunchuck.
How you feel about doing a little freestyle?
I want to ask you this question.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
I am down to freestyle. So, you know how like you go get iced tea and a lemonade, it's an Arnold Palmer.
Very nice.
You go out to get certain like drinks at a bar, there are Tom Collins. Which of those names do you think somebody started in the fashion that Chuck has? But do you think any of them get paid? Like, what if Chuck was hanging out?
He has to bottle it. He has to package that up and bottle it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like this Desperate Housewives girl.
Okay.
I don't know. The Real Housewives woman. She has her own like margarita drink that she bottled up, dude.
Is that skinny?
Yeah, dude.
The
she made
shit?
A fucking millions of dollars.
Is
off
it
that.
Any good?
Friends of the show,
know.
Sponsor
yeah,
of Chrome Bills.
Skinny Girl Margaritas. This episode is brought to you by The e-cigarette.
How do you know about Housewives?
My wife.
Did you not get e-cigarettes, by the way?
No, we don't. I was expecting 2015? One for Christmas from C's, but he didn't bring it through.
What'd you get me?
Ah, a rum and coke.
Fair enough. I owe you one.
I think I might have said I was mailing them to you, guys. On the last episode.
Did he really?
Yeah. He did, yeah. We were pretty drunk.
Should happen.
Okay. I feel like that happens from time to time on Chrome Bills. You start kicking back a little Da Vinci Chianti.
It's been happening a lot lately.
A nunchuck and a glass of port and rum. Have you been getting after it over the holidays?
Not really.
Okay.
Not all that much.
Okay.
I actually injured myself. I injured my foot, and I don't know how. I think it was from dancing.
Were you just kicking it?
Dude, getting old is a bitch.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. My ankle just started hurting.
Okay.
And it just got worse and worse until I was like limping around the house.
You said you were dancing?
I would dance like on a Friday, and then by Monday morning, my ankle
don't
was
just soft. Skip over what you were dancing. Tell me about that. That sounds like a fucking party. You sent
you
picture,
never
right?
Steve dancing?
There was a chicken suit involved.
Oh, that's what
that
was.
That shit had me open, man.
My boy, the chicken suit?
Yeah.
Damn, I.
That just brought me back from a gray out. I remember seeing that. Way. Or a brown out or whatever they call them. Like a way too hammered at a
friend
bar
of the show's.
And just like.
Scott Drummond has a huge costume drawer.
Who are you?
And in there is a full size chicken costume, along with several wigs and all sorts of random shit.
Why?
I don't know why. He likes
costume. Does he
costume.
Dress up before he goes to beat the shit out of people? Cause after like, I bet that's what he does. He goes in disguise, and
he's a weird dude.
Well, man. You always tell me you're like, yo, like he could fuck a lot of people up. Like he's not that dude that goes out and picks fights. I bet he like gets into character and like has a different costume.
I think we would have heard about the dude in the chicken suit.
How would
attacking
you?
People?
But that's just one time. There's no like pattern to it.
They're like, yo, this caterpillar beat the shit out of me last
night. It's crazy.
Yeah, like one of my favorite pictures since I've lived in New York. I've lived in New York for what 18 months now. Was a guy getting arrested. It ended up on like the second or third page of the New York Post, getting arrested on Wall Street in a full-on polar bear costume. Yeah, okay. And like they didn't take him out of it. And he was gigantic too. The guy was like 6'5", or at least the costume was. So it's just this 6'5 polar bear being walked like through a crowd by police.
Wow. What? He's not going to escape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think you could take off in that suit and try to run?
The chicken suit?
No,
the polar bear. It depends on how fat the cop was. Okay. Right now, I'm not getting very far.
They get shot. You'd get shot, though.
They would shoot you, yeah.
What? Tell me more about the, why was the chicken costume out?
I don't know. We were just having a good time, man. It's Friday night.
Okay. Not a lot of context.
How many
that
times
one?
Have you dressed up in a chicken suit?
Not once.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not judging. I just, like, was at some point with somebody like, yo, go put on the costume.
Or no, it was
he
like.
Just walked
it was,
out like that one. At one point.
That's a good question. Who went into the. Somebody obviously. Oh,
you don't even know who was in the suit?
No, Scott was in the suit, and then I got in the suit.
Of course he was.
But
wait, what?
Yeah,
was that you in the picture?
No, that was Scott.
Why didn't you take a picture of you?
I know why. Because they made these masks that look like the Beetlejuice masks. I think
what?
I might have said it to you guys.
Okay.
And then they was like, "Oh, you like that? Check this out." And he opened up this drawer in his living room, and there's all these wigs, the chicken suit. There was like some karate
Chuck, is
costume.
Your mind not blown at that? Like my mind is exploding right now.
That's awesome.
What
dude.
The hell is going
all
on
right,
over
so
there?
I've gone on a couple like weekend trips with Scott where
his mind
just in passing a conversation would come up and he'd be like, who doesn't have a costume box at their house? Like I remember him talking about a girl that he was roommates with, like completely platonic, but coming in and her being like thinking it was really weird that he was in full-on clown costume on like a random Saturday night. In
why was he? Where
he got. I guess he was doing like a dress rehearsal for Halloween. And
what?
She.
That's nonsense. That's what like 8-year-olds do.
So he put on
United States of America silver medalist, ladies and gentlemen. Scott.
So I guess. Scott Drummond. So I guess he put on full makeup, full clown makeup. And was sitting on the couch watching TV, and then his roommate came home with one of her friends, and or maybe it was her, like her brother-in-law or something, and they walked in the door, and he was like, "No fucking way, you weren't kidding!" Like, like.
But what was he wearing it for?
He was getting ready for the Halloween. Like
I know,
a couple
but it was
in advance.
Wait! A couple weeks.
It was a good. I'll show you the picture. It was a good costume.
Yo, like, what's up with your boy?
Oh yeah.
I don't even think it was like fall yet. It was like this story takes place like pre-daylight savings time.
You think it was like August? You think it was like August?
I think it was like, I think people were still barbecuing.
I kind of feel like this dude has you two kind of hoodwinked too. You know what I mean? Like y'all making up, these are some ridiculous ass excuses.
All right.
You see your boy in a clown suit in June and you're so shook by him that you're like, yeah, he was just practicing for Halloween. What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no choice but to defend him. Do we want to let people after this and get into some music? I know coming up after the break, we've got, we're going to do some best of,
right,
some best of best of 2015.
We've been hoodwinked.
I don't know. The Lead Belly had a costume box when Steve came up to New York and people were getting dressed up. I saw Steve in blackface. That's an incriminating photo if he ever wants to run for president.
Oh, there's plenty of incriminating photos.
Steve in blackface.
Wait, what was this party? Oh, my God. I'm seeing a picture right now. We have to put this on the... Check out the Facebook Chrome Bills page, because we're going to pick... Yo, he looks scary as shit,
yo,
man.
He looks scary
like, that's
as shit.
Not, that's not fake hate in his eyes. That's look real that. Hate.
Yo, tell it. Describe the picture.
Here's how I'm going to put it to you, before I even get into what his costume is. If he was wearing a fucking V-neck sweater and a fucking collared shirt and making that face with no makeup, I'd still want to shit my pants.
Wait, can you hold it up to the camera?
Like he, I'm telling you, look into his eyes right now.
Hey, yo. All right,
your man is demonic.
Focus.
And it's not just the costume.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You can tell, like, the girl that he's with, like, she's joking around. You get that vibe. He, like, if it were allowed.
A lot of artists have used the sad clown. Like, the sad clown definitely comes up in a lot of comedy, a lot of art. What about, like,
the ravenous clown?
Serial killer clown. Like, the. Like the clown that will bite your bicep.
It's pretty good.
It's not even like an apocalypse. Whew. Like you're not even a zombie. It's like, what? Isn't this what I do now? All right, so wait a minute. You've seen Scott. Actually, we had him on an episode here.
Yeah,
Scotty Two Guns. I believe it was in the 40s. But what other costumes have you seen him in? You're showing me another picture. Okay. All right, so he's... this is from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Wow, it's what were those? They were the creatures.
I have no
with
idea.
They almost look like.
It was when they're at dinner eating the thing, and they have their fingers or the eyeballs, and they have the big.
They look like crows.
Yeah, crows.
That was a bugged out movie. You know, I fuck with, and that's what I mean. Like about like the undercover shit. Scott, the rest of his outfit, he's wearing fucking loafers, Dockers, and like a checkered shirt. He looks like a normal ass dude.
A normal ass dude.
He's not.
A member of different styles. Normal ass dude.
The style is different.
Thanks, T-Ice. Mike Tice.
All right, so let's get into some music.
What were we going to start with? All right, so I was going to tease that coming up after the break, I think each of us pulled together a top five albums of 2015, at least in some form or fashion. There's probably some variety of genres and, you know, numbers and all that shit. But coming up with that, I feel like the Prime album might be on a top five. Maybe. I don't know. We haven't actually shared each other's top fives. But I listened to that album this week. There's a really dope track with J Electronica on it called To Me To You. So this is Prime, which is Royce the 5'9".
Who are you?
And DJ Premier.
Who are you?
And I'm pretty sure this came up on Errors and Omission that actually the entire album is sampled from Adrian Young music.
Yep. It's from Adrian Young's catalog.
Yeah. So this one I know is, I recognize the sample on this from a really dope album called Something About April, which was probably in my top 10 of 2013.
Okay.
Boom.
Chrome Bills, 72.
Niggas be asking me like... Man, you took all that time off. I understand you had to get your mind right or whatever you was doing, but I'm just curious to know, like, how you gonna approach the next shit. So it's the same way I always do. Not giving a fuck. $1 million maker, not a faker. Try to call me over the hill. It's probably because you saw me chilling beside a pile of paper. Life's a Picasso painting. Psych, my life's more like an obstacle, ain't it? Like it's something in front of the drop, and I gotta ride around it on my way to make me another child support payment. From humble beginnings, though we live lavishly now. And what we couldn't afford to get, we would have it somehow. Staying at grandma's, huddled in front of the open oven, rubbing our hands together like baby with cameras around. Manic depressed, drawn to my tool, genetically predisposed to be a mechanic.
or less. I handle my failures way better than I ever handle success. And I let you boys be the loudest, holding my fofo from 94 on my retro kick. Before I let you let go clips, I let Michael Jordan be my stylist. I rock one of them baggy ass Tracy McGrady suits. I've been popping since I was 5, that was in 82. Believe that, a nigga been knocking more ladies' boots than Kanye critiquing it Steve Madden. I'm just a Lox fan with childish thinking. The last time I got pulled over for drunk driving, I took the breathalyzer out the cop's hand and I tried to drink it. That's what I do for my community. Your boo told me what she wanted to do to me before she dropped on two knees and then blew me like an opportunity.
To me it's what I see.
Real nigga. Real.
To you is what you do.
Prime. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me.
To me it's what I see, to you is what you do.
Prime. Ha 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 ha. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me. Multiply, multiply, that's what the real niggas do. Multiply, multiply, that's on the real nigga. Yeah. Your favorite rappers up and live while I'm on uncontrolled substances. Search around my crib for a fuck to give, but I couldn't find it. My notebook should be made of a wooden binder, cause that's what my albums be selling. But I don't give a fuck about nothing but good vagina, long as these niggas call me GOAT. If I don't get through to you, the car fail, cause I was probably on that Wolf of Wall Street boat. I'm a hard sell, maybe too lyrical form. The Lord gave me a choice to either be king or give all hell. I chose the ladder like a fireman climbing up to a charred rail in front of Miley, staring at giant wrecking ball. Miss me with your mollies and your Tyrese wisdom. I don't connect with y'all in these antics. Today you give your life to the game, tomorrow you be posing in pictures looking like Steve Francis. You ain't turning up, you being backhanded like Pete Sampras. About that, I miss my uncle's funeral to go to South by Southwest. You ain't gotta appreciate it, but you better respect the fact that I'm a rapper and nothing whack that came out my mouth yet.
To me it's what I
you're welcome.
Sing.
Welcome.
To you is what you do.
Prime. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me.
To me it's what I see, to you is what you do.
Prime. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me.
Me and Pharaoh is like Darby and Toto down the brick road, crossing at the Chris Roads, in the valleys and the alleys where the guards switched the bitch mode. I came through, the Harley pipe was loud like a lion. Title on the marquee said, child out of Zion. Contemplating on another plane, hovering down lover's lane. Won the great debate against the state about the mother plane. He called me by that other name, I called him by his other name. Then lightning struck the internet like a screen door in a hurricane. J Electricity, baptized in Felicity. Where he been for the past 3 years is just a mystery. If it ain't come from one of my peers, it ain't a diss to me. I'm 1,000 leagues under the sea, niggas can't get to me. The F in my middle name with the period stand for victory. I came from the bottoms of hell with Jezebel, sniffing blow with our friends in the dens of iniquity. When I was young, I was confused, I thought God was a mystery. But everything I knew since the time I began to groove was taught to me by the wickedest men who twisted histories, who pulled out the cuffs of deception and hitched their wrists to we. Now all praise is due to Allah, we see it crystally. The pyramids are there to bear witness to the gods. So when the angels heard me spit, they bit their lip. This shit is hard, utterly unstoppable. In high school, I was voted most popular by the unpopular phantom of the chakras.
What you do.
Prime. Ha 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 ha. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me.
To me it's what I see, to you is what you do.
Prime. Ha 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 ha. If I could make niggas as real as me, ha 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 ha, I'd ask how come niggas ain't real as me.
Yo, coming back, this is Chrome Bills episode 72. That was Prime featuring J Electronica with To Me To You. A couple observations on my part. I love the little throwback to the Fugees, and Steve can tell me if it goes back further than that. But the ha 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 ha, the line "Phantom of the Chakra" is dope as shit. And I did have a question: why does J Electronica's vocals on that though sound like how I do on Chrome Bills episodes like 11 through 18 when I didn't realize I wasn't coming through on the studio mic and it was being picked up on the laptop?
Now, yeah. Do you think that was intentional? Do you think they put an effect on his vocals or that was the best?
It has to be.
It has to be, yeah.
I feel like he might have recorded them somewhere else and then that was the best they could spice them up.
Wow, that's an interesting thought. Like for a big fucking project like that?
Well, we were talking during the song And your point was you really like Jay Electronica because
who are you?
How sparsely he puts out stuff, but it's always on point. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if that's part of his mystique. Like, he was like, I'm not going to travel.
Like, he recorded that, like, in a Buddhist temple, right?
The North Pole.
Abstaining from chicken something. I was like,
abstaining from chicken. I really enjoyed it. I'll say this. I wasn't super, I hadn't heard much of the Prime album. But that made me want to check out the, at least give the whole thing a once through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I actually listened to a bunch of shit. Well,
like I was saying, I think it's actually better absorbed.
High.
Not all at once. Like in its own, like just put a couple songs on a playlist, you know, put another couple on a playlist. And it's just, to me, there's something about the record that I didn't want to listen to it all the way through.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a traditionalist viewpoint for me anyway, to try and listen to albums all the way through, because that's not how people listen to music today. So if you put that on a list with 10 other albums and put them all on shuffle, like, you'll probably like all the Prime shit that comes up.
Well, so I checked out a couple other things along those lines of, actually, first I wanted to say, during the Cleveland Browns game a couple weeks ago, somebody said, deep inside the Browns end, which made me laugh.
Wow.
I listened to the J. Cole.
Yeah, I did too.
2014 okay. Forest Hills.
Okay.
2014.
Okay.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I mean, I enjoyed the beats. I enjoyed majority of his rhymes. There was one song that was very strange to me, though.
Was it Tale of Two Cities?
No, it was okay. The one called Wet Dream, where okay. He's like talking about having sex for the first time. Did you guys?
Oh, the one where he like is lying to the girl about how he's done it a bunch. Like, I do
this
remember
is a
that.
Weird, this is like a weird song to make, you know?
Right.
Like, why would you make this song? Just. I don't know. It was a little strange to me.
I thought there was a song called A Tale of Two Cities where he tells the same story but from two different perspectives.
That was good. That song was really dope.
Really dope. I thought, you know, it's really the first extensive project I'd heard from him. Great voice. He's a really good writer.
Yeah.
Would you?
I really like the Born Sinner album, and I've only listened to the new one that's called 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the name of it? And, I think I like the, at least on first listen, I like the other one a little bit more, but that's not bad about this. I did want to say I saw a video for this song. It was like a video for the intro, which he doesn't even rap on. It's kind of singing.
Okay.
And it was a picture of him biking around like really popular areas of New York, but they must have done it at 5 o'clock in the morning or something, because no one's out on the street, but he's in like areas between 42nd and 59th Street in Midtown, so like Times Square, Central Park, Park Avenue areas.
Yeah.
And it's really cool for anyone that's into sort of adding the third dimension to music and not just listening to it, but seeing the visual. That I would highly recommend checking that out.
Okay, cool.
What else? What'd you think of the ghost face?
I don't know, man.
We talked about it. I feel like the consensus between the three of us is cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. Cool. I feel so jaded.
Well, teaser, do you guys want to go into the fives? Because
I
kind of think that when it was all said and done, the ghost might have... I'll go ahead and, you know what, maybe I'll even start off, but I prefer to
New
come
Jersey,
last.
New Jersey stand
but
up.
prefers
to come last.
I think I'm going to tease and say the ghost ended up on my top five with a question mark next
okay.
to it. But it was there. So... Steve Bills, actually.
Wait,
you're the one actual DJ of the group. Why don't we start with
you? But
I
feel
five?
Like I'm not really... I'm not there anymore.
Well,
I'm there with the DJing, but it's hard for me to pay attention to everything. There's a lot of shit that's been coming out, you know?
Well, the one thing I feel like
this
that we can agree on...
Cruel Fuel.
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay.
The Diamond District...
Head Resonators.
The Diamond District album, March on Washington.
I think that's probably in all... each of our top five.
It was my number one album of this year, as I said to EXO during the interview for Chrome Bills, which is available. What episode is that?
65.
65.
66.
65. Okay.
65, 66.
I said 50, so
55.
I'm
55. Listen to both. Who gives a fuck?
50 is good, too.
I felt like the Diamond District album was the best album I heard this year of any genre.
I agree.
All right.
The beats on that, the shit were crazy. The rhymes on the album were crazy.
I felt like...
Also, chemistry within the group. You know,
it's
I
crazy.
Think that I've continued to argue that I hate that everyone comes out now as a solo artist. Like, I like a Royce da 5'9", I like a J. Cole, I like all these guys, but it's just like, why do I now have to be succumbed to 45 verses of yours?
Well, the other...
Whereas, like, it's kind of that thing where, like, you know, it's like going on a first date and then the girl stays over for two nights. You know, it's like the, there's just a little, like, leave a little mystery, right, a little mystery about the record. Like, be dope. You know, like, OGC is a perfect example where, like, Starang is by far, to me, the best MC on the album, and he has 13 verses.
Right. Leave a little mystery. Sounds like you shit on someone's bathroom floor.
It's like, leave a little mystery.
Little Jesus.
It's where you leave it up top, right? Leave a little mystery in there.
Leave a little mystery for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, of course you do. It's the Agree with Chuck.
It's the Agree with Chuck episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like that prime is like a girl sleeping over and staying there for 3 days or something. Right. Like, you mind if I do my laundry here too?
Right.
Like, okay, dude, I get it.
I need some space.
You're the greatest MC I've ever heard. You're so amazing.
Okay. Here's another one. I feel like we had another guest on the show.
Who are you?
Sage Francis. I thought his album, Copper Gone, was definitely in my top five this year. For sure. I'd say number two.
That's number two?
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
The point I want to
make is, did that make your top five?
It didn't, but I want to hear. Let's just go through. Let's go through real quick.
Let me make this point, too, about chemistry.
Yeah.
The thing about it with the Diamond District is we've heard the three of them individually. I've been listening to a lot of Artifacts recently. When I would hear Tame and Elda Sensei separately, it's like, I kind of get it. But together, it's inexplicable, the chemistry that they have.
Right.
I feel like that's what stands out the most to me on the Diamond District album. It's just, the three of them by themselves are really dope, but the three of them together, it's seamless. They're not forcing it. The hooks are intricate. Like, they've got they let each other's styles breathe in the verses. It's dope. I love it.
I agree.
Was Tangible Dream a 2014 release?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
That's a good question.
You got a computer.
I might have to revise
my top
five.
I
want to
hear it. Let's go top five, though. Let's get through it. Get through it. Diamond District, rap music, though. Diamond District, Copper Gone. What's number three?
Well, you just said only rap music.
Okay. Well, no, it doesn't have to be only rap music.
All right. Here's what I think was. Do you know, you like Beck?
I do like Beck.
All right. So he had an album called Morning Phase.
Okay.
And the thing I about all his past stuff was I felt like the best albums were the one that it was just one kind of style.
Like Odelay?
Odelay. You know, or like I feel like Modern Guilt is another one that was. It was just like folksy kind of rock. Then some of his stuff would be like, it's electronica and it's rock. You know, it was like his new album, Morning Phase.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people say like the Beach Boys' Pet Shop album was like one of the best pop records out of that time because of how it sounds.
Pet Sounds.
Sorry. Pet Shop Boys.
Shop.
I feel like
Shop
the
sounds.
Way that things are now, like when I listen to, Chuck was kind enough to mention, like Cruel Fuel, the album I put out, I listen to it like at every stage. I feel like the thing about Morning Phase is it's such a dopely mixed and mastered album. It's really rewarding to listen to it in headphones. Now, the content and the vibe of the music itself I happen to like, but technically, it's astonishing. That's the word I would use.
Okay.
Astonishing.
I have not listened to it yet, so I'm going to get into that.
It's good.
I haven't either. Truth be told, I just threw Odelay out there, and I did not even listen to it until Dan Leroy pointed out that it was the Dust Brothers who also did Paul's Boutique, right?
Yep.
And love that album. I mean, that would be a whole nother list of
where would fans
albums you didn't realize were dope until 2014 and listen to them like they were.
I like
dope.
That idea.
The name that you just dropped.
That's coming up on episode 73.
Dan Leroy. Well, I mean, we had an interview with him. What episode was that?
I'm just going to say 65 like 65. The rest of them.
They're all every episode we've ever done.
That one I think was in the 50s.
But we've done interviews with Dan Leroy,
52,
Sage, who are
Pepper
you?
Johnson,
Slug, who are you?
Steve Jarrett,
who are you?
Charles Harper,
who are you?
Chuck, I got a question for you. I got two questions for you.
Okay.
All right, so for the year, right? What year is it?
2015.
If I told you this person's address is 2015 Shannon Lane, what would you tell me the address is?
2015.
What? Now, why is that? Why do people say thousands for years, but they'll go 2015 for addresses?
You know, in Queens, they're actually separated with a dash. So maybe it's because New York is really the center of the universe.
Okay. That's probably the first time that's ever been said by a New Yorker.
But hold on.
He's the fucking king of New York!
Wrong.
But feel me. Why?
Wait, what is K chromosome?
He's the fucking king of New York!
That doesn't sound right. It sounds more like it's
cold policy.
I like how the volume is cutting out on that.
Yo, feel me on that.
Wrong.
Why is that?
Yeah, what happened? No, on it's my vocals are good, right? I don't know why it cut out on this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a soundboard.
Wrong. Wrong.
Why is that? Why does that? Why? What's the semantic reasoning behind that?
I just want to get your 4 and 5 albums.
What's that?
I just want to get number 4 and number 5.
Okay, sorry.
Flying through this
flying
list.
Through these lists.
How does I just?
I'm a dick.
No, it's
dick?
You're not a dick. I feel like that's going to be something we need to get to the bottom of. By we, I mean me. You wonder why I do no prep for the show. It's because I'm busy studying shit like
you're
this.
You're like, why do people say 2015 instead of 2015?
Right. But why? But you did it, though.
I know.
But why? Or does it not matter at all?
I think it's because people don't trust the pizza man. They know the pizza man can count to 20, but they don't think that he can count to 2015.
20? Start over at 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you another album that I really liked. Do either of you got?
I think it's just less words and people are efficient, right? Because 2000.
How many syllables?
And 15.
How many syllables?
Is more syllables than 2015. So
then
it's
why
just
not
that
do the,
people
do the
are
shorter
efficient.
One for both? What year is it? 2015.
Yeah, it's a less number of syllables, Chuck.
That's what yeah. I'm saying.
I agree with Chuck.
But why don't people use it
it's
for both?
And Cole would say that's just more time to think about that.
Yeah, yeah. a good point. Let's see.
All right, Cole, we got 2 more albums coming from you. Come on.
Well, you okay, hold on.
Okay, what does Copper Gone mean? Can you explain that to me real quick?
So with the economic downturn,
yeah.
They were taking the copper pipes out of houses, like okay. People would thieve them.
Got it.
So they would spray Copper Gone on the house, like there's nothing in here.
Wow.
That's not in here.
That's a whole new aspect.
Kind of blew your mind, right?
That actually now makes that a really fucking
wow.
See? Album title.
Wow.
See? You guys sleep.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Sage Francis.
Who are you?
We have an interview with him. You're going to start thinking to yourself, do these guys have an interview with everyone? Yes. We even...
Everybody that we talk about.
I'm just going to throw this in there. My
Henley Halem.
Henley Halem.
Who are you?
Who are you?
My Edon.
Hickey.
Who
DJ
are you?
DJ Cam 1.
Who are you?
Big
who are
Slop.
You?
Big Slop.
Cubby Bear. My number one song of the year.
Who are you?
Cubby Bear. My number one song of the year has got to be... Redman's song Golden Caviar.
Didn't hear it.
Have you heard this, Chuck?
I didn't hear it, but there was a Redman thing I loved, but I don't know if I ever got a name.
Don Fiato?
That was dope.
Yeah, Don Fiato.
See,
Don Fiato.
Seeing or Golden Caviar made me forget Don Fiato. And Don Fiato had,
aren't we
had me fucking
can we play
open.
That tonight?
No.
Why?
We shouldn't.
We shouldn't?
No, it's not good.
Oh, it's not good.
He fucking kills it. Like oh. but like the song itself is just not that great.
Oh. All right.
But that I want to put it in my top 5. Cole's ironic
I'm
top 5.
I'm very confused now.
I had 3 albums.
You've gotten to the point where you're like, this is a great song, but we can't play it because it's not good.
It's, well, I feel you on that. All right. Let's play it.
All right, so I guess coming up next is Seize Mike's number 5.
No, my top 5 only has 4 in
it. Yo, that's amazing.
I don't play by your rules.
Chuck, what's your top 6?
I like
6?
The TV on the radio album.
Let's go to mine. Oh, mine's going to be crazy because I think I have 5 rap albums, I have 9 honorable mentions, and then I have 5 rock albums.
Okay, let's get
9
all right,
honorable
so
mentions.
Let's go quick through these.
Let's do rock first.
Diamond District. All right. Diamond District. To me for rap, the top 3 was very clear. It was Diamond District.
Who are you?
It was Pharoah Monch.
I'm in agreement.
And then... late arrival into the top 5, and this for anyone that's a fan of the podcast will know, I got this album and I questioned if maybe it was better than the Diamond District album, is the 1978ers
oh,
album.
Oh, wow.
It's fucking fire.
It's fire.
To me, that album is so dope. Like that, I would love to know. I wish it came out 9 months ago and I could still say because I've only had it for about a month, but to me, that's still a top 5 and it's still a clear top 5 for the
year. Wow. I'm impressed by that.
The other 2 albums I put up there, I put question marks next to, and that's why I rattled off a list. So I gave it to the Ghostface album and the Dilated People's
but
album.
But would you say it the Ghostface album, the Dilated album, because it's got a question mark next to it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's like Ron Burgundy.
Can I just come
right now? There's a note that says "Was Tangible Dream 2014," but let me rattle through. Let me rattle
let's hear
through
it.
The,
I
honorable
hear the honorable
mentions.
Mentions.
The Roots
Who
album.
Who are you?
Prime.
Who are you?
Static Selector.
Who are you?
J Live.
Who are you?
Homeboy Sandman.
Who are you?
Diamond D.
Who are you?
Wow.
People Under the Stairs.
Who are you?
He's listing every rap album that came out this year.
Head Resonators.
Who are you?
Yes.
Actually released an album this year. And then I had another one with a question mark because I don't believe he had a release this year, but I listened to a lot of his music. Was Action Bronson.
Who are you?
Oh. He listed every rap album that came out this year for the honorable mention.
No, I left some off the
list. Have we talked about watching him smoke dab after dab after dab after dab? The
Chuck or Action Bronson?
Action Bronson.
Chuck doesn't do that.
The clipped it friend of the show, Hickey Senses.
Who are you?
Where Action Bronson is eating with Mike Dick and his wife.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh my God, that shit's amazing.
The greatest film I've ever seen. It was just perfect.
It was odd footage.
Yeah.
So
He threatens to smack his wife. Like, he threatens to punch somebody. He's like, don't get too close to me.
He does say that. Don't get too close.
I'll fly your head.
All right, Chuck, let's get to the... I want to hear the rock recommendations, then I want to go back to the top five.
Okay. Rock recommendations. Jack White, Lazaretto, coming in clear number one.
Who are you?
Alt-J.
Who are you?
Surprisingly, the Hozier album, really good.
Who are you?
Which was the song Take Me to Church that ended up in the Nike commercial. Yeah. Dude's like 23 or 24 from Ireland, I believe. Actually, I know that's wrong. So let's just say he's
That was amazing
not
to say that about something. Like, he's from Iceland. He's like 36.
I've got Chet Faker and
Who are you?
Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Who are you?
Rounding out Damn, the top five. All albums. I put them on there as an album that I would listen to all the way through and then continue to do it a couple more times in the span of the next month. That's what all those records were.
Okay. I like that. You got a little formula behind
it. That was the criteria.
Chuck is nice to artists, you know?
Chuck is nice to artists.
Don't you think?
Yes. Unlike you. You fucking...
It's hard, man.
You know all the sites to go get free shit, don't you?
I do. I can get any album I want right now.
Like, if I wanted a free... Oh, okay. I was talking about, like, cars and shit, but I didn't think you were such an asshole you'd steal music.
Oh, I'll steal a lot of music.
I steal it. We got to isolate that.
It was
you say,
good.
Yeah, steal how
it.
Do you get it?
Yeah,
I steal it.
I steal it.
I think that's already been isolated and played on a clip show.
I steal it. The clip shows are always fun, man. I feel like if this is your first episode of Chrome Bills, do yourself a favor. We had a clip show in episode 71, and then what was the other one, like in the 20s? 27 and 72, 71.
27, yep.
Show us your clips. Get familiar, you know? We want to come to your house, sort of get to know your sleeping patterns, morning, noon, night, you know? Just sort of, we want to get familiar with you, so get familiar with us.
They're also really fun shows to
We're
do
gonna
because
watch
we do talk. We do talk in between the clips, but then as soon as there's even like the tiniest lull in the conversation, we're like, so we got another clip
right,
coming up.
Yeah. Fabricated segues, man.
Speaking of clips.
Is that a clip in your...
Did you say you wanted to go back to my top five, Steve? Did you have an issue or...
I just feel like you're very nice to people.
Okay.
And why... That's...
Like the Roots, like the Roots album was completely forgettable.
Okay. Wow.
Right?
Am I seeing the beginning of the end of your friendship with
Chuck?
Joy?
No, we're good. I think Chuck and I even
no,
talked
no,
about
No, you know
this
what... Here, fight, all right, fight, so here's fight. An example. Like... Here's an example. The Common album, which was also equally forgettable. Or more than forgettable, didn't make the list. The Cormega album didn't make the list. So those are ones that I looked at.
Okay.
That I looked at and I was like, I can't even honorable mention it. So again, same criteria was that did I go all the way through, like it, and decide to see if it would grow
and
up.
Listen to it over and again.
And things like the Roots and, you know, definitely the Cormega were things that like they were cool, but they just didn't grow. I mean, even the Prime album has been that, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I would say that
it doesn't make me want to listen to it all the way through, which is what I love to do. Is I have a very active commute, so I can't be like changing songs. I want to put some shit on and let it rock.
Right.
It's what I love to do. I want to listen to it all the way through.
Yeah.
Greasing the skids.
Greasing the skids.
Let it slide in there. Well, Chuck and I shared two albums on our top five.
How about a pack of cigarettes?
Can I guess? I know Diamond District. Can I like 1,000% guess the other one? Feral
Definitely.
March.
Okay.
I thought that Feral March album was
Who are you?
That was a solid effort from Feral March, you know?
Okay.
I remember we were doing Chrome Bills in like June or July, right around when that album came out. And I turned away from the mic and I got kind of far away so I could scream. And I was like, real hip hop is back. Or like some shit like that. Like I got really excited. And as I was going through the list, I was like, I didn't do that for every record. Like, it has to be top five.
Right.
That joint with Black Thought on it is fucking vicious, man. right?
It's also a cool concept album. Like,
right.
It doesn't beat you in the head with the concept. You know, it's not as involved in the concept as, like, Deltron 3030 is. It just kind of ties the album together, and it gives him creativity for, like, intros, outros, and interludes.
Right.
But there's songs in there that don't have anything to do with the topic.
Right, but at least it's a consistent vibe all the way through, you know?
Yeah.
He kept that
topic
going.
No, I agree. I meant that as a positive.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
I'm surprised both of you left this off. The Droog.
Okay.
The Droog album.
Fair enough.
Wow, I didn't even have it on the honorable mention. That's my mistake.
I listened to the shit out of that album, so.
What did you think of it?
I love that album.
So I guess if it's in your top five.
When Nas made the Your Old Droog EP, I was like, this is a classic project here.
Right.
When I found out it was a Russian guy from Coney Island, it was still a good album.
Yeah.
But when Nas made it, it was really, really good.
Okay. Okay.
Speaking of which, we gotta at the end of the episode, we gotta talk Tone.
Yeah, that's
Tone vehemently on the record about Your Old Droog.
Yeah, I think
but
I may owe you guys some money.
Records have been destroyed.
I think I may actually owe you guys some money.
I was the only one that was like, no, definitely not him.
You were.
Chuck was like 0.01%.
Yeah, both of you.
No, I kept saying
both of you guys.
I just kept saying 98.6 was my goof.
98.6.
I kept saying I was like body temperature.
You
warm
he hedged
on the
his
fact
bet
that it was Nas.
He hedged his bet nicely. You were actually the only one with some vision, and yep. I was. I think I donated my daughter to charity because of that.
Oh, and don't forget any actual person that's ever interviewed him. Because I saw Sway and Peter Rosenberg both pull the, oh, I had to listen really hard to even hear a comparison to Nas.
Yeah, those two are fucking like, assholes.
I was like, that's a little too
yeah.
far
yo,
to
those
jump
two
in
are
the
fucking
other
assholes to say some shit like that in retrospect. What they really should have done is been like, dude, I thought you were fucking Nas. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
Say it to the dude. He knows people are saying that.
Yeah. You know who's a real fucking asshole?
Me?
Your boy, Lukewarm of...
The style... is different.
Lukewarm, his new album, I Just Washed My Hands.
How long have you been thinking about that?
I just thought of it now. I actually do have a good one, though. The Russian Gambler.
Yeah, The Russian Gambler is good.
All Bets Are Off. That's his name. That's
I think it should be something like Trigger the Russian Gambler.
Trigger.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Right, isn't there a Trigger the yeah, Gambler definitely. Rapper?
What's that? What's the beet soup that they eat? The cold beet soup? How awful does that sound?
Yo, oh. That's actually a producer borscht for different styles, though. Cold, yeah, cold
borscht,
beet soup?
Borscht the Trigger.
Yeah, Borscht the Trigger. Cold beet soup.
Do you think Your Old Droog, being that he's Russian, right? Do you think he's ever been down with an MC named Borscht?
I don't know. I don't know if he's actually Russian.
Like, do you think there's a rapper in the States called Soup? Like, there has to be.
He is.
Yeah,
he's
was
like
in,
Russian.
Yeah, he was in Jurassic 5.
Ukrainian.
Okay, there you go.
Right? Wasn't that a dude named Soup?
Do you think there's a chicken soup? You know what
I mean? Chicken soup.
So what I'm asking is, do you think there's a Russian MC who goes by Borscht? Like named after
definitely,
the soup?
Definitely, 100%.
Okay. That's Yo, the kind of shit I'm worried about.
He rhymes with Ovechkin.
Yeah, I was going to say, while on the topic, we should talk about that video I sent where Alex Ovechkin was rhyming with the dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's perverse.
That was pretty awful.
It's perverse.
Perverse? Yeah. It's perverse.
It's a perverse vision of what rap is.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Corny shit.
I thought you were saying he was rapping about perverted shit.
Dude, I think he was like just reciting like his NHL stats, right?
Yeah, because it wasn't Russian. I bet that's what it was. Yeah. He was like 56 goals, we got 82 games.
Yeah, probably wasn't even that.
Wow.
Going MVP, motherfuckers know my name.
See, I want to listen. I want to. Can you go on Spotify and see if there's somebody named Borscht? I want to hear this dude's style.
Yeah, we can listen to Borscht.
All right, but hold up, Steve. What about your top five?
All right. Nobody cares.
I do.
Nobody gives a shit.
I do. Flying through these lists.
Peyton Locke, Dustball.
Okay.
Have you guys listened to it yet?
I have. You sent it to me.
It's fucking ill.
You said he makes his own beats and does the rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's dope. Puny human. He calls someone a puny human.
Yeah, he does say
songs.
Puny human. Dude, that album is fucking ridiculous. So.
Peace, beautiful people of the planet
Thank
Earth.
Thank you.
This
Shout
is Peyton
out to
Locke.
Peyton Locke. And then with number five, Shabazz Palace's Les Majesty.
Wow. Okay.
And I hear that over there. I don't appreciate it.
Wow. No, that's not a diss. It's just another... You know what? I'm going to write that one
because
down.
I've been saying it for like 3 years and nobody listens to me, but... Shabazz Palace.
And I'm so nice to artists, and for some reason I look at that one and I decide.
No, 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 because they put out like three projects in the past 3 years, and I've been saying that.
And they've all been good.
All been good.
Okay.
It's Butterfly from Digable Planets.
What is
it? I'm a huge Digable Planets fan.
Okay.
Shabazz Palaces.
Shabazz Palaces.
Out on Sub Pop Records.
I didn't know that about you.
Out of Seattle. What's that?
You were a big, what was the group that you just said?
Shabazz Palaces.
No, the one that Lady Butterfly.
Oh, Digable Planets.
Digable Planets.
Oh, yeah, big, I'm a huge Digable Planets.
Really?
Fan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Blowout Comb is probably, if I had to pick five albums of all time.
Whoa.
Is it a top five album of 2014?
No, but I would say that's probably top five.
Top five
for me
time?
Of all time. Blowout Comb by Digable Planets. That's hard for me to say. That's difficult for me to say.
I'm downloading it right now.
Which one? Blowout Comb?
Speaking of which, he kind of lowered the boom right there.
He did lower the boom.
You lowered the boom.
Because it was a top five of all time for you?
No, no. You know, Chuck, did you notice that we didn't get a... I thought for sure there was going to be Atmosphere Southsiders on that C's Mike's list.
Oh, me too. 100%.
I was 100% thinking that was on that list.
All right, listen.
Whole Southsiders.
I was going to do Southsiders, and I was going to do Cruel Fuel. Okay. But then I was like, I can't be that dude. So instead of being that dude, I give you four.
Oh, dude, I fucked up. Hold up. Hit a button here. Where's the button? Open Mike Eagle Dark Comedy was my favorite rap album of the year.
Who are you?
Okay.
I'm completely out early, right? I'm completely fucking up. That got the most burn in my iPod this year.
Okay.
And my car.
Over the Drake?
Over the Drake album.
You played them both at
Was
the same
Drake
time.
Album out this year?
And stay up off a world star and don't buy a Honda Civic. That's a girl's car.
Yeah, but that's a
that's one of the funniest lines on there. It's Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress, yeah. Well, when did that Drake album come out?
Who are you?
Too soon.
Nothing was the same. That was 2013.
Safe. So when did the open Mike Eagle?
That was this year.
Was that March?
Let's find out.
Why do people?
I would put Qualifiers as a top five song for me of 2014, but I don't know if I got entirely
check
into
out
the
my
album
qualifier
and get shit on my hands.
What else did Qualifiers, and then what was the other ill track was?
It was. Anyone with full grown
thirsty
hair.
Thirsty ego. Oh, Golden Age raps or Thirsty Ego raps. One of those two. And even
he must have never smoked herb, been beaten by his dad.
Or bad spoken word. And you know what other album was ill? Was that what's the dude in Hellfire Club?
Milo, Toothpaste Suburb.
There were some ill songs on that album too. Mm-hmm. Really out there.
Yeah. See, and that's interesting. I put that in the same category as the Diggable Planets stuff for me with you.
Yeah.
I like that side of you. I've never seen that side of you before. There would be. I remember when you told me you liked the Milo album.
Show us more.
Show me more of your side.
Well, then I like that fucking Serengeti album.
Okay.
That dude's book.
Who are you?
Did you guys listen to any of that? I don't know. What the dude. That guy's. He's a weirdo.
He reminds. He's like a. It's like a character.
Yeah, it's a character, and he raps like a sports fan from Chicago. And he made a whole album.
He's
like
such
being
a dope writer, but he's a dope writer though.
It's weird. Like it.
He's like a Paul Barman with a better shtick.
Yeah. Well, he's got the shtick, but then he still rhymes like an underground rapper, you know? But he's rhyming about like things that are like an old suburban white dude from Chicago rhymes about.
Right.
It's just weird.
I don't know. Some Andy Kaufman
it's like,
rap
I really
shit.
Like this one.
Yeah.
I was playing it for my wife and she's like, "What the fuck is
What's
this?"
What's the name of that again? I got to check.
Kenny Dennis.
That's such an ill name, too.
Well, who's the dude from
The Mask?
No. There's like an HBO show where the guy plays fucking baseball.
Kenny Powers?
Yeah, like Kenny Powers. It's like that. Like that's his Kenny. And maybe that's the inspiration for this. It's like, I don't know. It's weird.
There's a dude named Y. It's Y, the word Y, and then question mark.
Yeah.
Kind of like a similar writing style. You'd be into him.
Okay.
He's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Chuck, did you ever get into that dude? Y?
No, in fact, I thought you were setting up a different style. Oh. Right? I was about to be
well,
like,
there is there
his style was different.
Yo, does he rhyme with how?
there is a different, like it's his sort of negative, and then it's why not with a question mark.
There is a producer actually named Why Not. So.
Okay.
True.
The move would have been to place him as the. As the
Yo, why and why not form why a group together?
The style is different.
Thank you, Tice.
Colossus and Cyclops. I got no ID and why not? Mm-hmm.
Let's freestyle.
All right, you ready?
It's a shout out to Last Emperor. Secret Wars. Oh, is this
the Last Emperor? I'm on your computer, the rap messenger. I give you a message about rap. Could you turn it down? It's making my eardrum snap. Earlier today, I took a nap because I didn't have to go to work now. You know what hurts, like you had fibromyalgia. You're just algae, that's why I doubt you. You ain't down with me. Are you looping this up? I opened the can of Campbell's, started souping your pup. I pour a chicken noodle on your little dog. And then I make a little rap out of you and your man, Little Frog. Are you looping this? It's sounding like it's okay. Now I was wondering if I was blundering or stumbling. But over the microphone, I was never fumbling. You brung it in, or brought it in. I gotta get the tense right. Yo, peace to C's mics. I say peace to myself. I pass it off to K Chromosome. He's increasing his wealth.
Yo, learning the sound. It's the first time ever. I'm telling Steve, please turn the beat down. Just a little bit. I can't hear Cole. Need that voice up in my ear hole. Hey, yo. Think about that and hit the soundboard so we can clown more. Yo, and start to ramble. I feel like Damu might have used the same sample. Or a style I'm trying to see. Unless you nod your head and say this beat's from Y Society.
Is it?
Which was an album that he did with Edon's friend. I can't remember the name. And yo, the shit's tight. It just hit me that dude's name was Insight. Yo, get this shit right. Like I'm in town riding on a city bike. I paid a membership. It's like $100 a year. So I stay stuck in your ear. Make that sure that message is fucking clear. I don't care what you and yo think, but I'm in my crib and I make my own drink. Cause I'm just a drunk fuck or a dumb fuck. Who's gonna mix up the nunchuck? If you want what? Come get it. Shit's clean. 2015.
Yo, what does this shit mean? I'm about to flip scenes. I'm about to mix greens. I go to Sweet Green. I get a dope salad. I wrote a dope ballad and made your girlfriend cry like she was watching soap operas. You don't know why. The beat feels like it's coming to an end. Chuck wanted to come last, yo. I'm like, why you coming, my friend? Is the show that good? Fuck it. Put away the wood now. I came to your crib. I know some white people. I also know rappers like Open Mike Eagle. I break it down without the cover charge. I see you with the fat girl. Say that your love is large. If that's how you like it, well, fuck it. Go and spike it. You couldn't write it. You had to freestyle it. That's why I smile quick. I break you off like a Kit Kat. The worst rhyme I ever heard. It's so fucking corny. You sound like a nerd. You should have been aborted a long time ago. Why you let your mind flow? You should let your mind glow. Take a lot of hallucinogens. You'll never do nothing stupid again. Except try to jump off a bridge and put a ruler on the bottom of your lip. I keep waiting for the beat to change. Looking at Chuck, I'm sorry, but this beat is strange. I pass the microphone off to Chuck. Hey, yo, I gotta go get my feet rearranged.
Yo, and he's thinking like the beat'll change. I gotta ask you, yo, what is Steven's name? Is it Steve Bills? Cause one thing's for sure, it's not DJ Steve, or he'd be playing more beats than one. I make fun of him cause I like to keep it fun. Straight up, this beef is done. I just wanted to say something slickly, cause that joke was already done by Hickey. Yo, this shit's dope, and if you're wondering the joke, it's on the clip show 71. That's the episode. Like this was Charles Mann. Aw, damn.
That was nice, fellas.
Looking at y'all's clams.
Great job.
Great job.
Great job, fellas.
Your girl's got small hands. Let's now.
It's all
now
about
what?
Perspective.
Now, what?
Now here's the thing, though, man. Yeah. I want to. All right. I have another different styles member for you. Actually, it's a duo. Everybody gets along with them. Things go smoothly. They're called nice and easy.
And then you also got this dude's, he's a really good freestyle dude, but like he's not really, really good at shows because his name's immediately the forgetful.
He just forgets everything he says right after he says it. So,
very nice.
The style is different.
I feel like there's a big pregnant pause in that one. The style.
I liked it.
What's that from, by the way?
How hype were you when the pregnant pause paid off and him saying it's different?
I knew he was saying, like, once he said the style is different,
okay, yeah.
I was like, oh, he's going to drop it.
Okay, where'd you get it from?
From his podcast.
Okay, he has a podcast.
Iced T has a podcast.
Wow.
And there's an interview with Cool Keith, and he's talking to Cool Keith, and he was like, the style is different.
Okay.
And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, I know where he's going, and then he fucking said it, and I was like, let me write this down.
Can you give me more about that interview?
Yeah, it's called...
Who are you?
It's called The Final Level. Okay. Dude. Cool Keith says some of the funniest shit on there.
He's a funny dude.
He's talking about writing in stanzas, right?
Okay.
But he calls them Kwanzas. He's like, I write in all kind of different Kwanzas. Hold on, I wrote some of the other stuff down.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Dude, Steve, again, this is like show prep at its finest. Yeah. Steve's listening to other podcasts for people that we could never land in interviews and getting... The part we wish we would get.
Oh,
I love
oh,
it.
He says he's talking about his work ethic.
Oh, his work ethic.
His work okay. ethic.
And you know he's doing it on purpose
no,
too.
He's not doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. No. He's not, he's not doing it on
okay.
purpose. Yeah, that guy's funny, man.
Wait. Here's the thing, though. When you say he's not doing it, I think he's doing those things to be funny.
No, I don't think he is.
Then he's stupid. Like, what is he doing?
No, I think that just some people have. Their own way of
seeing
using the English language. Okay. And the thing that Cool Keith does is he says, you know.
Wrong shit.
Writing in different Kwanzas.
Right.
It sounds way too natural. It rolls off his tongue so easily that he's not. That didn't sound right. That it can't be fake.
Okay.
You know?
We should have him on, man.
Why not?
I feel like he's the type of dude like. If I found out he was an avid listener to our podcast, a small part of me wouldn't be surprised.
He's not.
Fuck.
I was going to say, that might be the most shocking thing I'd ever heard.
It would be the most shocking thing I've heard.
To play, not to play devil's advocate, okay. But the opposite of what you said.
Okay.
How about, are we going to play shitty beats like this on January 30th? This beat's fine. It's just, I don't understand what's going on with like the...
With the lowness?
Something's up.
Really?
This is kind of funky.
I haven't played any. I'm not playing.
I'll bring out brandy, then we can retire. To my room, where we'll get a little
old
higher.
School.
Yeah, I'll put a baby in you. Yeah, maybe just two. We'll make your love on a bearskin rug.
Can I turn it up?
Get my back hair.
Can you think? Do you know who sampled this?
Yeah.
Do you know what song sampled this?
To live in the
is a place to be.
Okay. I feel like Burt Reynolds had a love scene to this song at some point.
Yeah. While listening to Tupac.
Oh wait. Oh, let it fall out here. Here comes the sample right here. Give it a second.
Chrome Bills, 72.
Oh.
This dude's killing it.
Is the sample coming up?
Yeah.
Well, To Live and Die in L.A. already played, for the record.
Oh, maybe we already passed it, but hold on.
No, hold on. No, this is it.
Yeah.
Rocking out, y'all. It's Chrome Bills. 2015 style.
Chuck's a good DJ. That's what DJs should do, you know? Talk over the goddamn music.
Right?
I agree. Here we go, y'all.
What year did this come out?
72, maybe? 74? Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Boom. I break it down, a little something funky. When I was a kid, I was kinda chunky. Yo, the ladies didn't love me, but now I'm tall and skinny. They wanna hug me. There is nothing above me but a cloud. It's made of hydrogen and some molecules. All is allowed. Maybe carbon, I don't know. Little dioxide. I come to your crib with carbon monoxide. If you got pride, you better keep it in check. Hey yo, giving Steve is a check. I owe you 40 bucks, don't let me forget. I pass it off to K chromosome without breaking a sweat.
Ha, without breaking a sweat. So don't see me outside riding my bike breaking a neck. Because it snowed today, we had 1 inch. I think you had quadruple that. Where's your stupid cat? Sometimes I feel stupid fat. Like, yo, where's the background music at? I might just stay what and stay crunk, but the beat never change up. In the middle of the shit, cause Steve looped it, and I'm just acting stupid. Yo, this dude rock. I feel like I just got a new Glock, cause I know To Live and Die in LA by Tupac. It was the same sample, I ramble on. I beat MCs just scrabble because they babble, just skedaddle. Get running and such, cause I be the one who's running the muck. Steve's trying to put me on an obstacle course, but no, there's no wonder what I'm locking in for. I'll just show him shotgun to the door, rocking so pure. And if you fuck around, I got 32 more bars. Melt you like a s'mores bar in the backseat of your car. Yeah.
Snores are so annoying. It's not the type of sound I find myself enjoying. I'm often employing rhymes in the syllables. I got a lot of energy and kilojoules. I'm killing fools and stealing pools out of your backyard. Why? Because you try to act hard. Your back's lard. You got a fat back card. Hey yo, but bring it back. I never try to act hard. I only act like myself. I act like who I am. Act like myself. That's three times because I'm so narcissistic. I tell your little sister, come get with this dick. Keep your pants on, little kids. And then your pants don't take little shits. Hey yo, Chuck had a little piss on a previous episode. Yo, it's getting cold. My toes, they feel a little hurt. Hey yo, I come to your crib, you wear a little skirt. You're just a little flirt, I'm not a little jerk. I grab the microphone, do more than a little work. I like saying the word little. I like eating the candy Skittles. I go to the block and get some ice cream. Hey yo, I always have a nice dream after I eat it. Now you changing up the beat and it sounds like an opossum getting stepped on. Yo, you slapped wrong, now your neck kinda hurts. Or was that because the beat was getting on your nerves? Bring it back to the first loop. Hey yo, word to the first soup. His name was Borsch all the way from Russia. I grab the microphone, go to Russia, to Prussia. I crush her, and then I touch her. Hey yo, when you see me in church, you know that I'm your mother's lover. It's kinda awkward, in fact. K chromosome, he brought it all back. It's awkward, in fact. And K chromosome, he brought it all back.
Funny stuff from the man Steve Bills. Wait, so what was the other sample on there other than
take
the Tupac
two and pass? Take two and pass. Take two and pass for the blunt kill ass. You gotta take two and pass. Take
only
two
play
and
the
pass.
Sample. Only play the pass. Sample so the beat can last.
Take two and pass.
I like it. Album of the year.
What are we at? What are we at? $120?
Podcasts. What are your what's your top podcast of the year other than Chrome Bills?
Fucking Serial was killing it.
Okay.
Oh, Serial killing
the
game.
They killed the game.
But Jay and Adnan
stayed up till like four.
Did you listen to them all?
But Jay and Adnan.
Adnan.
Yeah.
Did you listen to them all?
I did. And there's a couple things, man.
Here's
like
the thing.
I feel like.
Oh, here's the thing.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of. They weren't really friends, but they smoked weed together. Like the glue that ties Jay and Adnan together, I'm like, I still don't get it. Other than it's obvious that Adnan was jealous of Jay's relationship with Stephanie, I still have no idea.
Wait, is that obvious?
Fuck yeah.
Is that obvious?
Oh, I love this.
Well, all right, so Stephanie was Jay's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
This motherfucker Adnan's like, you're not going to get Stephanie a gift for your girlfriend's birthday? I wouldn't say that to either of you because I don't know when your significant other's girlfriend's or wife's fucking birthday is. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, that's an odd relationship that doesn't really get examined much. No? What was Jay and Adnan's relationship?
Dude,
that's
all
my
I know,
question.
All I know is I think that the defense attorney was so fucking
annoying
and grating that she put him in jail.
Okay. And then died.
Did you see the thing on Reddit where it was like there's actually an episode 13 that you can listen to that explains the truth of the whole story? But it's narrated by Christina Gutierrez or whatever lawyer's name is.
Wow.
And it's an hour and a half long. And then there was a poll of whether or not you wanted to download it. And it was split like 50-50.
Yeah. Wow.
Like it was just a total goof on Reddit, but it was super funny.
Dude, that's fucking
hilarious. That's brilliant.
Because I feel like I'm so invested in it. But if someone was like, it takes 90 minutes to explain the whole thing, I'd be like, I'll let Steve tell me.
She's so terrible.
The judge called her out at one point. It was like, you're lying to the jury. You're straight up lying.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't function in here if I'm being accused of lying.
She was bad.
That's terrible. What?
She could have
nailed it too.
Let me ask you this though. Come on, man. Of lying. Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
What? Why? Basically, the whole thing comes down to Jay saying, Adnan called me after he did this.
Right.
Why the I have no reason to believe anything about their relationship would have made Jay the person that Adnan would call. Now, he was like, yeah, like I was like thought of as like the criminal element there. I was like, fine, you still have to have a connection to this person. And I saw none. They weren't fucking friends.
All right. Are we going to do this now?
I'm sorry.
Are we going down to cereal?
Part two of Chrome cereal.
Are we really going to go down the?
Do you want to do a bonus app that's just? Do you want to sign off and do a bonus app that's just cereal?
Wow.
See if anyone emails and asks for it.
I kind of want to do that.
That's fine.
I feel like it would be less than a couple hundred people.
That's fine.
That would ask.
I don't mind doing that.
That's the bonus episode.
So if you want to hear this, if you want to hear us go off on diatribe after diatribe about the cereal podcast, email us at chromebills, chromebills.
Oh, man.
I got so close.
Oh, my God.
I got so close.
Chromebills, like it sounds.
Right.
Like it sounds, chromebills.
Right. That's a much easier way to say it.
at gmail.com. Hit us up. Signing off. This is actually a really fun episode. I feel like we hit the ground running 2015. So coming up, episode 72B.
Greasing the skids.
Otherwise, we're out of here.
All right. Peace. Lower the boom.
Signing off, y'all. Highway 72. Shout out to Usium in Europe. Peace.
Is that because they could run all over him?
Yes.
That's funny.
Hey, man.
I'm going to play this song.
Absolutely dynamite.
I gotta take a piss.
Oh, yeah?
I love this. Chuck, do you remember this song?
Wait, there was a fucking Artifacts album that came out this year?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I had no idea. Did you know that, Chuck?
Shit.
Oh, it's a single.
A lot of cats put down grass, because they say things about it, like it makes you lose your memory, you know? Well, I just want to say that, I forgot where I was, man.
Oh, okay. Cut. Freddy, stop.
Boom squad in the house. I lower the boom when I do the cypher dance. When naps and saggy pants as I romance the plants. I take puffs on stuff rough enough to give a buzz to my cuz, even though he don't touch the stuff. See this blunt in my front, some say might stink. But yo, the skunk helps me think. I'm a boom smoker joker with the knack because I'm gifted. Some say misfit, but fuck it, let's get lifted. I get a box of 50, get nifty with a spliff G, and take tackle new jacks who tried to diss me. I'd walk through the rain for dimes at the cess spot, not hot with cops cause I'd hate to get popped. I'm a terror to a trade bag, son you'll soon see, but I got to get higher. Lower the boom, G. Catch the fumes, I consume in the room with the lubricant tune. Spark another L for the cipher. Sit back and light the 5-inch adventure. This a writer. Lower the boom for the setbacks, nigga.
one supplies the Philly while the other one's the liquor. Off to the weed spot, the bags better be fat, or else you get the speed knot. And homes, you don't need that. Spark the end or the L, sniff the weed. But I never get splits, mister, cause tame's the hitter. The baby up the butt, so I'm down against the contact. Here's the rap chat, it's a fact that I react. Smooth from the boom, zoom, the zoom, zoom, zooming. MCL, the leaner, cleaner thought style, tuning. Into the matter, roll the blunt, blunt, batter, pass the shit quick. Don't flip with the chit chatter. I never puff, cause once my lungs got jammed. My man said it wouldn't kill, but I choke, goddamn. The set starts to cloud the room, the artifacts. Commences to lower the boom.
Lower the boom, you got to lower the boom. Where the brothers puff the his and then the smoke clouds the room. Spark that blunt, represent don't front. We got what you want, it's the end of fun.
Oh, I hope I live to see the day they make it legal. So all the people can see what I'm smoking ain't evil. Stop calling me a pusher cause I take pulls and take tokes. Cut snakes, cut breaks, and I hate fake folks. So pass the cheaper, send your reader cause I need her. That fucking Philly just before I fuck a freaker. From a milk crate with hooks and rips, I can lift them and shift them, making jams like this. With the blunt in my left hand and the Philly in my pocket, MCL at my right with the mic so I can rock it. Stress makes my eyes red, but shades only cost $3 in Hooterville, so I'm chill. See, the bigger the blunt is how I feel about my endo. Because my moms would never throw my shit out the window. I puff herb till noon, chill and watch cartoons. Yes, once again, I lower the boom. Are you weeded?
Nope, see, I'm dope before the session. Catching wreck, check the tech, cause I'm sober before the sketch. If I'm caught smoking blunt, I catch a bad one for my clan. See, I'm higher than a Messiah, so you know I'm handy dandy. Legalize it, homes, cause the zone's getting bigger. From the whites to the ricans, cause they learned it from the niggas. So who's the first to kick it real for the cypher? I ain't Philly, so you know you got the pastor of the lights. Pastor incense, gents, the smells out in the hall. My group